This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. President Joe Biden called for a war crimes trial against Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday and said he'd seek more sanctions after reported atrocities in Ukraine. Biden said Monday that Putin is a war criminal. His comments to reporters came after Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Bucha, one of the towns surrounding Kyiv, where Ukrainian officials say the bodies of 419 civilians have been found. Zelensky called the Russian actions genocide and called for the West to apply tougher sanctions against Russia. Biden, however, stopped short of calling the actions genocide. Biden didn't detail what additional sanctions he plans. Meanwhile, a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has called the images from Bucha appalling. In a video statement, spokeswoman Liz Throssell called for a thorough probe into the massacres.
It's vital that all efforts are made to ensure that there are independent and effective investigations into what happened in Bucha to ensure truth, justice and accountability, as well as reparations and remedy for victims and their families.
Throssell called for all those who perished to be identified, their cause of death to be established, and all evidence to be preserved. European allies were united in outrage, but appeared split on how to respond. Poland angrily singled out France and Germany for not taking more strident action and urged Europe to quickly wean itself off off Russian energy. Berlin said it would take a longer-term approach. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed the scenes outside Kyiv as a stage-managed anti-Russian provocation. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has begun debate on Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination for the Supreme Court. Democrats are aiming to confirm her by the end of the week as the first black woman on the court. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It could be more than a simple up and down vote to advance the nomination to the Senate floor. The Senate Judiciary Committee, after 30 hours of hearings, could deadlock with GOP opposition to the first black woman ever nominated to the nation's highest court. Last week, committee chairman Dick Durbin said he hoped for some support among Republicans on the committee, despite the stated opposition from the Senate minority leader.
I'm still hoping that several Republicans, I hope many more, will step forward and support her nomination.
If the committee has a tie, Democrats will have to make their case on the Senate floor to discharge Judge Brown Jackson's nomination from committee. With the Senate's 50-50 political split, confirmation is expected, with the vice president able to break a potential tie. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pakistan's Supreme Court Monday began an urgent hearing into opposition allegations that the blocking of a no-confidence vote against Prime Minister Imran Khan was a violation of the country's constitution. The hearing stemmed from Sunday's special session of the 342-member National Assembly, or lower house of parliament, where lawmakers were supposed to vote on the opposition-launched motion seeking Khan's ouster for allegedly misruling Pakistan. But the acting speaker of the assembly, Kazem Shah Suri, unexpectedly rejected the motion at the outset for not being in line with the Constitution and swiftly ended the session being telecast live. In rejecting the motion, Suri said no foreign power has the right to topple an elected government under any conspiracy. The speaker's ruling referred to Khan's accusations that the United States had plotted the no-confidence vote to bring him down. To bring down his government, to punish him for a recent Russian visit and for not supporting the West in condemning Vladimir Putin's military aggression against Ukraine. Washington has repeatedly rejected the allegations. The UN World Health Agency says nearly everybody in the world breathes air that doesn't meet its standards for air quality. The WHO Monday said it has launched an appeal for more action to reduce fossil fuel use that generates pollutants that cause respiratory and blood flow problems and leads to millions of preventable deaths each year. The WHO said 99% of the global population breathes air that exceeds its air quality limits and is often rife with particles that can penetrate deep into the lungs, enter the veins and arteries, and cause disease. Repeating this hour's top news story, where President Joe Biden has called for a war crimes trial against Russian President Vladimir Putin. Reporting to you from the moment. Yes.